Andrew Hagee of the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation, or GVEDC, briefed the Pocahontas County Commissioners at their September 18th meeting. Hagee talked about his efforts to bring new businesses to Pocahontas County and to assist existing businesses to expand. He said he recently attended a trade show in Atlanta and presented Pocahontas County at the Hardwoods Roundtable as being a good place for hardwood product companies to establish themselves. He said he talked to the chief operating officer of Northwest Hardwoods about the potential of Pocahontas County as a desirable location for hardwood product companies. Hagee has also been assisting Interstate Hardwoods in their proposed expansion of their Pocahontas County buildings by assisting them in obtaining the property next to their current location. He said the GVEDC is also offering assistance to Interstate Hardwoods with their workforce issues by helping them train new workers. Hagee said he is also working with Brian Anderson, the director of the West Virginia Energy Institute, and met with the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and Dominion Power to see if there's a feasible way to tap into their natural gas pipeline, which would bring a new source of energy to the Snowshoe Mountain Resort. Commissioner McLaughlin at that point said that if that happened, it could destroy the Marlinton Southern States business, which supplies LP gas to Snowshoe. However, Hagee pointed out that the natural gas would not replace existing LP gas, but would be used to convert the current electrically operated snowmaking machinery to operate on natural gas, which would save Snowshoe a lot of money. Hagee said the chances of this actually happening are still a long shot, but the West Virginia Energy Institute is doing a feasibility study to see if a local distribution system could tap into the pipeline affordably. One of the other members of the GVEDC suggested that such a distribution system might also provide natural gas to the Pocahontas County High School if Dominion would be willing to contribute to the community by providing a tap into the pipeline, which runs very close to the school. Hagee also said there have been several businesses expressing interest in leasing the Edgeray building, and they will be meeting with one of these this coming Thursday. He said they have also pitched that building at the trade show and have featured it on the GVEDC's website. In other actions, the commissioners granted a waiver of the 10-foot setback rule to David Kane to enable him to build a septic system on his lot in East Cass. Kane's lot is next to a county-owned FEMA lot on both sides. The commissioners pointed out that there would be no harm in this since those lots could not be developed anyway. They approved the Pocahontas County financial statement of 2017-2018 as prepared by the county clerk's office. They approved election workers, their wages, the polling place rental fees, and payments for school janitors at polling places located in county schools. The commissioners approved paying their 50% grant match of $134,533.84 to purchase new voting machines. They decided to make this a one-time payment rather than spread it out over several years. The new machines won't be available to use in the upcoming election, but will be used in future elections. The commissioners must still decide where to store them after they're delivered. In addition, the commissioners approved the annual Memorandum of Understanding with West Virginia University. Bob Martin, the commissioner's counsel, delivered his report to the commissioners. Martin said he has been researching the IRS tax consequences of providing fringe benefit items to employees such as T-shirts or take-home cars. In addition, Martin said he has drafted new rules for the county PSC and is also negotiating with the rental manager who still owes about $70,000 in past due hotel occupancy taxes to hopefully reach an agreement on a payment schedule. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.